Apollo 11, this is the Launch Operations Manager. The launch team wishes you good luck and Godspeed.
The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey. The Odyssey.
Hello. It is Monday, 26th of April, 2021. Welcome to the Odyssey Hour. We are broadcasting live on Midwave, University of Chicago student-led radio. Welcome. This track is called Nice to Meet You by S. Mahaba. He is a British producer, I think from Ipswich, and that track is from 2008. Next, we're going to go back in time. Oh, I haven't actually introduced myself yet. Okay, my name's Carolina. I'm a student at the University of Oxford, and I'm basically, I guess, a permanent guest here at Midwave Radio. This is the Odyssey Hour. It's basically an opportunity to explore music from all over the world, any era, any genre, basically as long as it's interesting and especially if it has a story to tell. So now we're going to go over to Turkey in 1972. This track is called Gurbet by Özdemir Erdoğan. It's written actually from the perspective of a Turkish migrant worker in Europe, Germany, I think, to be specific, about missing their rural homeland, really missing Anatolia. And the lyrics, even though the song is actually quite uplifting, the lyrics basically say, tell me, is there news from the homeland? Is this rain perhaps the tears of my beloved?
İçerim yanıyor, yar yar yaram bekledim. Bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber ver. İçerim yanıyor, yar yar yaram bekledim. Bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber ver. We'll be right back. başıma neyledin? Yardan ırak yaşanır mı? Söyleyin. İçerim yanıyor, yar yar yaram beklerim. Bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber verin. İçerim yanıyor, yar yar yaram beklerim. Bana nazlı yardan aman bir haber verin.
That was Özdemir Erdoğan with Gurbet, probably one of my favorite Turkish songs. And now we're going to Germany, well, to the UK and Germany. This is an artist called Anika, and this track comes from her debut album, self-titled. It was actually produced by Jeff Barrow and his band From Beak, his band Beak, rather. It's actually a cover of a Yoko Ono track from 1973. It is called Yang Yang. Anika there with Yang Yang, the cover of a Yoko Ono track from 1973. I was reading about this and apparently they made this record in 12 days in a single room. Sounds pretty intense. And Anika subsequently moved on to a project called Exploded View, which is also really great if you want to check that out. And next, I have a track from the project of Mélodie Prochet. It's called Mélodie's Echo Chamber. And the track is called Quand vas-tu rentrer, which kind of is like a rough translation of when you're coming home or when you're coming back. Haven't quite decided which one I think it is. But I think when you're coming home sounds a little bit more romantic, I guess. It was produced by Kevin Parker of Tame Impala. And I think you can kind of hear that in the track.
Bottle of my courage, swim in my skin.
That was Christine by Era. That's E-R-A, all in capitals as well, for some reason. It came out in 2017 on her album Reflection of Youth. I absolutely love the production of that. It's so, like, crunchy but also smooth. Can't really explain it. She's a Norwegian artist, and I was reading a little bit about her. Her grandfather was a renowned conductor who actually warned her against becoming a musician, so clearly she rebelled. Although, obviously, didn't go into classical, so it might be a very different world. My next track is actually my personal favourite song of all time so far, so big expectations for this one. Hopefully you will also like it. It is called Song to the Siren by This Mortal Coil. It's from the UK, was released in 1984 off of a album called It'll End in Tears. This Mortal Coil is basically like a collective with different people coming in and out, led by Ivo Watts-Russell, who is the boss of 4AD record label. This track has Liz Fraser and Robin Guthrie from the Cocteau Twins, and it's also a cover of Tim Buckley's track of the same name. Eamon Jones actually has also covered this. Anyway, I think I'm going on too much, considering that you should just hear the song, really.
On the floating ship's oceans, I did all my best to smile to your singing eyes and fingers drew me.
Touch me not, come back tomorrow.
from the sorrow. Run this puzzle that's newborn child. I'm as riddled as the time. Should I stand? Or should I lie with death my bride? Hear me sing, swim to me.
Was this Mortal Coil, Song to the Siren. Yeah, incredibly beautiful. You should definitely check out the rest of that album. There's some other cool covers on there too, including Kangaroo. And yeah, next we're going to go for something completely different. This is a big, dramatic Italian song. And I'm quite tempted actually to serve up one of these big dramatic Italian songs each week because they're so like life affirming and kind of ridiculous at the same time. This was released as a single in 1964 by Fred Bongusto, who's like a classic Italian crooner, very famous in Italy. Started his career singing in nightclubs, and he was also a film composer. He wrote scores for over 30 Italian films. And this track is called Una Rotonda sul Mare.
Una rotonda sul mare. Il nostro disco che suona. Vedo gli amici ballare. Ma tu non sei qui con me. Amore mio, dimmi se sei triste così come me. Dimmi se chi ci separò è sempre lì accanto a te. Se tu sei felice con lui o rimpiangi qualcosa di me. Io ti penso sempre, sai, ti penso. Una rotonda sul mare. Il nostro disco che suona. Vedo gli amici ballare. Ma tu non sei qui con me. Sempre sai, ti penso, una rotonda sul mare, il nostro disco che suona, vedo gli amici ballare. Ma tu non sei qui con me.
It's Una Rotonda sul Mare by by Fred Bongusto, a Italian track from 1964. Next, this is a French track sung by a Vietnamese woman. It is probably the most mysterious track I've got on this show. Very little information about this woman online, other than the fact that she was an actress in the film called Diva, 1981 French film. She plays the part of Alba. And this song is called Lolita Hiroshima. Lolita Hiroshima by Anne Lu, a kind of French-Vietnamese track from the 80s. Very random, but I wish I knew more about her. I really do, but the internet hasn't been generous there. So next, we are going to go to the 60s again, to the USA, to Detroit. This is Anne Bridgeforth. She's originally from Chicago. And she performs under the name of Little Anne. This track is called Deep Shadows. It was sort of like almost lost history, as the song wasn't initially released at the time. Instead, she was more well known for singing live in clubs. But in 2019, Ace Records released a collection of Little Anne's songs called Detroit's Secret Soul. This is Deep Shadows. Trouble I have with my man.
nobody cares. They just don't seem to understand. But it's time they found out what true, true, true love is all about. Deep shadows surround me.
That's Little Anne with Deep Shadows, a track that came out of Detroit in the late 1960s. Moving forward again, and also far away, we're going to Japan in 1996. This is a Japanese band which has a bit of a cult following, particularly was fostered on online music forums, things like that. Unfortunately, the frontman, Shinji Sato, died in 1999. And I think, from what I've gathered, they sort of gained even more of a following, well, particularly in the West, after his death. This is Fishman's and Night Cruising.
Night Cruising. We'll be right back.
That was Night Cruising by Fishmans, a Japanese band who are around in the sort of late 80s, 90s. R.I.P. to Shinji Sato, who sadly passed away in 1999. I would also recommend Long Season, which is like a half-hour, beautiful, summery, fresh track by Fishmans. Next, somebody who is just super multi-talented. Like, I think I want to do a whole special episode about this guy, because the more I look into him, the more interesting he is. It's Cameroonian writer, composer, and broadcaster called Francis Bebe. He moved to France in the early 1960s, where he became head of UNESCO's music department. He's published poetry, novels. He did his own research on music, including a book on the history of radio in Africa, which was published in 1963. I got this track from a compilation of his, well, a compilation released in 2012 on Born Bad Records called African Electronic Music, 1975 to 1982. It's called Catching Up. And I find it to be sort of quite like a motivational song. If you're sort of in a rut or something, like, this track is really good for like getting you out of that and sort of putting you in a different mental space. So it's also very funny in the way that he sings. So yeah.
So much time waiting for my dreams to come true. I spent days and weeks and months and years with that impossible love in my heart. I wasted so much time.
Francis Bebe, Catching Up. Cameroonian and French composer, broadcaster, musician, novelist, basically everything. I really recommend finding out more about this guy. He's super interesting. Next, we're going to go to China and come a lot more recent to the late noughties, 2007. This is Karstic Kars with their track Gun. Everything on like streaming services is all listed in the Chinese characters, so I had to go and translate this in Google Translate. But yeah, it's called Gun. It's off of their self-titled debut. They supported Sonic Youth touring in Europe around the same time this record was released. Enjoy. That was Classic Cars with Gun, Chinese band, off of their self-titled debut, which came out in 2007. Next, we're coming back to the UK again, coming home. Well, for me anyway. This is off of a mixtape called Narcissist 2, an artist from Hackney, also well known for projects such as Hype Williams and Baby Father. This track is done with his frequent collaborator Inga Copeland. It is, of course, Dean Blunt with The Narcissist.
To the front, I'll get away, 'cause I know you're trying on me. Takes a lot of lies for you to step it to the side. I'll come my way, 'cause I know you're trying on me.
Do you recognize me, girl? I phone you every night, girl. Don't recognize me, girl. I wanna fold you. Don't come around my way. So come close, girl. Yeah. Oh. Just call.
Takes a lot of cards for you to move it to the front. I'll get away, 'cause I know you're trying. A lot of lies for you to step it to the side. I'll come my way, 'cause I know you're trying on me. 'Cause I know you're trying on me.
That was Dean Blunt and Inga Copeland with The Narcissist. Probably one of my favourite Dean Blunt tracks, but it's also worth checking out Desert Sessions and basically everything else that he's done that I can't think of to name right now. I would also like now to just give a birthday shout out to one of my friend's mums. Her name's Emma French. Happy birthday, Emma. I hope you've had an amazing day, and thank you so much for listening to the show. Next, we're going to listen to Tori Moi. This track is called Omaha.
it's forever. You've got to set your mind free. I don't have time for this weather.
This has been the Odyssey Hour. I just want to say thank you for listening, and hopefully you will be able to listen next week. If you want to contact me with your recommendations, you can send me a DM on Instagram. It's just Odyssey Hour, ODYSSEY, and Twitter, I have the same handle as well. I just want to say a word about the next show. It's called Disciplined Self-Indulgence. And I thought, because I thought it would be a little bit difficult for me to sum up myself, I would read out the little blurb that we have here. So stick around if you want to listen to it. Disciplined self-indulgence is music as a coping mechanism and sound as a sanctuary. Tune into a ritual repetition that will guide you on an eclectic journey into sound, scraped from the neural networks of a hungry soul. So hungry for information that if you ask me to explain myself, I will eat my words. Disco, house, rock, rain sounds, circadian rhythms, and binaural beats. Nothing happens in isolation. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you soon. Oh, and by the way, this is Katie Day, who is an incredible musician from Australia. Check her out.
Do ah oh.